ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके पक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 21। सूत वाच एवं धर्मे प्रवदति स सम्राट् द्विजसत्तमः समाहितेन मनसा विकेदः पर्यश्चष्टतम्। प्लीज रिपीट। सूत वाच एवं धर्मे प्रवदति स सम्राट् द्विजसत्तमः समाहितेन मनसा विखेदः पर्यचष्टतम्। सूतवाच एवं धर्मे प्रवदति स सम्राट् द्विजसत्तमः समाहितेन मनसा विखेदः पर्यचष्टतम्। सूतवाच एवं धर्मे प्रवदति स सम्राट् द्विजसत्तमः समाहितेन मनसा विखेदः पर्यचष्टतम्। Suta Goswami said, evam, so, dharme, the personality of religion, pravadati, thus having spoken, saha, he, samrat, the emperor, dvijasattamaha, O best among the Brahmanas, samahitena,
samahitena,
with proper attention,
manasa,
by the mind, vikhedaha,
without any mistake,
paryachashta, counter replied,
tam,
unto him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Translation, Suta Goswami said, O best among the Brahmanas, the Emperor Parikshit, thus hearing the personality of religion speak, was fully satisfied, and without mistake or regret, he gave his reply. Purport, the statement of the bull, the personality of religion, was full of philosophy and knowledge, and the king was satisfied since he could understand that the suffering bull was not an ordinary one. Unless one is perfectly conversant with the law of the Supreme Lord, one cannot speak such things touching philosophical truths. The emperor, being also on an equal level of sagacity, replied to the point without doubts or mistakes. Om Tassat. Om Agyana Timirandhachya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshuk Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadam Akhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Samsadivam Satvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padham Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The chapter is entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali, Kali Yuga. And here we are hearing Parikshit Maharaj, having heard what Dharma in the form of the bull is speaking very, very philosophically, very religiously, is getting ready to reply to the bull. When Parikshit Maharaj is asking the bull, who has done this to you? Who has broken all your three legs, made you stand on one leg? And very feelingly, he says, I will finish that person, tell me who he is. So in Dharma, the bull is saying, this is very nice, this is how the descendant of the Pandava should be, and you are taking care like a Kshatriya. But the bull, he doesn't give a straight answer. He gives a very, very wonderful, deep answer. It doesn't immediately say it is that fellow. He rather says many things. It is very difficult to ascertain who has actually done it. Because the bull, Dharma, he knows that nothing moves in this world without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So he is giving a very deep answer. He didn't say immediately, the immediate reason is so and so. This is what we will do in this material world. That as soon as something happens, we catch the person or the object or something very close by. which is physically enacting the event. And we consider that to be the immediate cause. But people who know some philosophy, people who know facts of life, people who know Bhagavad Gita, people who know something more than that, they know that this is not the cause. Just like many people who are very experienced in the material world, they know when something happens somewhere, there is somebody behind it making it happen. Terrorism, somebody comes in the front and suicide bomb and everything. They don't just arrest that fellow alone. They know behind them is the main person. Simple things. Similarly, in the material world also, people, because they are so superficial and godless, they immediately take the immediate cause to be the real cause. When there is floods, when there is this, that, they just examine many immediate causes. Like in Chennai, we had floods. Nobody ever thinks it is a God-given, God-organized program. And even if they think so, they will curse God for it. How can you do this to us? But they immediately think that dam was opened and this is a low-lying area and this happened, that happened, like this. All the immediate reasons they think about and said we should do it better next time. But how much ever better you do, if you don't recognize the remote cause, who is Krishna, whatever intelligently you do, he can again cause the floods. He can again cause the floods. This is the meaning of understanding. Everything is centered around God's will. Tena vina trinamapina chalati. Trina means grass, straw. Even a piece of grass will not move without your sanction. So therefore, this Buddha is giving a very interesting answer. He is saying that actually you should use your intelligence and ascertain, my dear king, because you know very well who is the real cause for all these things. So one sense it is true that God is a cause for everything. But we don't therefore become fatalists. Anyway, everything is done by God, Lear. I mean, what is the use of anybody acting and doing anything? Everything is done by God only. Just shut up and keep quiet. Whatever goes on is going on by God. That type of activity will make you completely actionless, activityless. That we may understand theoretically, but to understand it fully, confidentially, practically, deeply, then your actions and your thought will be completely different. Like the bull is revealing that. Although I am hurt, my three legs are broken. He doesn't have anger on even Kali. He knows that everything is happening by the plan of the Lord. The Lord has got a plan. That's very, very important for us to know. In everything that happens to us, we relate it nicely in terms of our lack of Krishna consciousness. In the material world, whenever things happen to us like this, we relate it in terms of our lack of God consciousness and connect it with the Supreme Lord. A devotee, when he is in difficulty, never blames the Lord for anything. Rather, he blames himself for lack of Krishna consciousness. How the system works? Automatically, the Lord's agencies act on you. If you lack faith in the Lord, even if you have faith in the Lord, when they act on you, you do not take it. You just take yourselves to be an instrument utilized by the Lord. In this way, you have always an understanding based on the Lord. And this way, your understanding is correct. And you are safe, protected by the Lord. So, previously also we heard the story of the Avanti Brahmana. When Avanti Brahmana was tortured, put into great difficulty by the people, then he always thought that these people are not the reason for it. Nayam janome sukadukka hetu na devatatma grihakarma kala. These people are not the reason. Neither my horoscope, nor the griha, nor the time, nor any of these things is the reason for it. It is my mind. Manaparam karanam amananti samsara chakram parivartayeti yat. This is a very profound, deep statement. So these are important things for educated people to know. Educated means you know the Shastra, you know how things work in this world. So Suta Goswami is saying, O dear King Parikshit Maharaj, thus hearing the personality of religion speak, Parikshit was fully satisfied and without mistake or regret he gave his reply. He didn't make a mistake because he's a very intelligent king. And with no regrets, he started speaking. So that is being listed out here. See, knowing Shastra and acting according to Shastra is being dharmic. Being dharmic means acting according to the scripture, codes of conduct. How a person should live, how he should act, what he should achieve, what he should do, all these are mentioned in the Vedic literature. And we must never try to become better than that. And also the Vedic literature should be understood from a bona fide spiritual master coming in the parampara, who practices it in his real life and who can explain it to us by his own action and by words. In other words, whatever he teaches you, he himself follows. It's not that he teaches you one thing and does another thing. So Vedic literatures, they also have the great capacity to be interpreted the way you want. So you can interpret it the way you want and you can screw up the whole conclusion. So there are many who do that. But here dharma, religion personified, is exactly speaking as per the scripture. And Parikshit Maharaj is exactly understanding it as per this. Therefore he has no regret and doesn't make a mistake. He is also understanding it exactly as he should do. Because both are on the same platform. They have no confusion. There is no interpretation. There is no wrong interpretation and understanding by the bull, by dharma. You see, people are very eager to put themselves in a prominent position. Even when they interpret the scripture, even when they represent God, they represent scripture. But the bull here is speaking correctly. Parikshit Maharaj is understanding correctly. These are all the signs of great persons. They don't speculate. They don't add anything. They don't subtract anything. They fully understand the spirit. This is Krishna who is acting from behind. They know that. And very humbly they accept it. Humility, very important. If you want to learn and want to genuinely understand, you must be humble. And humility is not something that you can simply adopt all over a sudden. Okay, I'm very humble, very humble. You cannot tell yourself and become humble. It's not something external. To be really humble, see, Venkata Bhatta, I'm sorry, not Venkata Bhatta, who is it? Vallabha Bhatta. He came to meet Lord Chaitanya. He was known to be a great scholar. Bhagavat philosophy he knows. Great personality. So Lord Chaitanya received him very nicely, very respectfully. Had him sit close to him. And spoke to him very nicely. And Vallabha Bhatta, he glorified Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya attributed it, oh, I am nobody, I am just a, you know, this thing, very nicely, humbly he was. But there is something that Lord Chaitanya knew about Vallabha Bhatta which nobody could make out. Although he was paying so much respect to him, he knows something about Vallabha Bhatta. And since Vallabha Bhatta glorified Lord Chaitanya, paid obeisances to a sannyasi, he decided to give him mercy. And that nobody could externally see. But he was paying a lot of respect to Vallabha Bhatta. See, Vallabha Bhatta later mentioned to Satsurup, Swarup Damodar Goswami. He told Swarup Damodar Goswami, I have written some work about the holy name, about Bhagavat, like that. I want you to listen to it. So Vallabha Bhatta, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he didn't encourage him very much. And Vallabha Bhatta was constantly trying to get the public attention. But every time he said something, he was completely defeated by all these Lord Chaitanya's devotees. They all came from Puri. They all came from Bengal to Puri. And they were waiting for the Rath Yatra. And the Lord introduced Vallabha Bhatta to all of them. He is Vallabha Bhatta, a very great scholar and all that. Actually, he had a plan. He introduced him to all these great devotees and he told all of you, please give him blessings. Vallabha Bhatta gave blessings, all the blessings. So in their midst, he saw so many nice devotees, all bright-faced, wonderful, enthusiastic. He was very happy to be in the company. Then they had Rath Yatra and he was amazed and stunned to see Lord Chaitanya swirl around and dance and chant. He was completely astonished seeing Lord Chaitanya doing this. He thought in his mind, this must be Krishna only. He knew by the Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, this is Krishna. Otherwise, how he can do like this? So beautiful, so wonderful in front of Jagannath. Generally, he was feeling very great. So next day, he went to Lord Chaitanya and told him, I have written commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. I want you to hear it. Something like that. Lord Chaitanya said, I am not a fit person to listen to this commentary. I am just a very ordinary person. I am not a fit person to listen to your commentary. I just chant Harinama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's all I know to chant. I don't know anything about this. He just avoided him. He didn't like it very much. So every time he tried to come inside in between all of them and say this or that. And every time he got defeated by all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And then every time he propounded some type of this thing to become great and feel great. He's trying to make himself known to everybody that I'm a great scholar. He was defeated, but Lord Chaitanya's devotees don't care for scholarship and all this. They're not bothered. So generally he was quite this thing. One fine day he said, what is this? Nobody's recognizing me. And then he came and said, today I'm going to ask you a very important question, deep philosophical question. The question is, see, everybody is Prakriti. The Lord is the only enjoyer. Everybody is female. Only Krishna is the male. Means he is the only husband. Krishna is husband, everybody is female. Wife. They all kept quiet. Okay. How is it that you are chanting the name of Krishna? The wife should never call the name of the husband. See, like this, he makes up his own. The wife should never call the name of the husband. Very bad. It is against etiquette, against religious principles. Can you tell me why you are doing that? Then they are all very tired answering his questions. So they said, Tasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. He is a fit person to answer your question. You ask him. Advaita Acharya and all told, you ask him. Correct answer is given. Oh really? That must be, he was thinking, you people are not able to answer this question. Must be a good question. Then he went and he sort of looked at Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya already heard. Then Lord Chaitanya smiled and told him, my dear Vallabha Bhatta, I think you don't know religious principles properly. A chaste wife's duty is to follow the order of the husband. It is the husband, Krishna, who says everybody should chant his holy name. Therefore, if you are a chaste wife, you must follow the order of the husband and chant Hare Krishna. He gave, within his own scope, he gave the answer. Again, he got defeated. Everybody was smiling, feeling quiet. Because it is so funny, and Lord Chaitanya, they said Lord Chaitanya attempted to give. He gave an answer within the scope of his understanding and said, no, no, you don't know religious principles. Whatever the husband says, the wife should hear. Even if she says, call me by my name, she must do it. Because it is his order. It is the order of Krishna that every living entity should chant his name. Therefore, you must chant. That is the meaning of chastity. Chaste wife means completely following the order of the husband. Therefore, you chant and you get love of God. But completely smashed his philosophy. So he went back very disturbed. He just left. Said, I don't like this at all. Then he felt so bad. He went and told his only friend, Gadadhar Pandit, at least you listen to my commentary. What I am trying to say, I have written so many things and listened to commentary. Gadadhar Pandit is actually normally very afraid of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Satyabhama is, you know, Jagadananda Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is in the mood of Rukmini. She is very respectful to Krishna. Because Krishna even told her once that, why didn't you have married somebody else, and just tried to tease her. She fainted and fell down. So, she is very respectful. So, he is very afraid. My gosh, you want me to hear the commentary? But what if Lord Chaitanya and his devotees come to know about the fact that all of them refuse to hear your commentary and I am sitting and listening to commentary, then it will make Lord Chaitanya very angry with me. I cannot. But you are my only friend. I cannot. So, he is, how can I listen to you? I am afraid that all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya become angry with me and Lord Chaitanya become displeased with me. How can I do that? But at the same time, he's thinking, please save me. Nobody is listening to me. I'm feeling very bad like this. You know, I'm Vallabha Bhatta and I'm, you know, here in your company. I came here. So he's feeling sad for him also. And then he said, okay, Lord Chaitanya will understand. So he heard this commentary. At least you hear my commentary. So sometimes he would hear the commentary. But at the same time, he was very afraid of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling bad about him.